Phil Jackson closed his last book by saying there is more to life than basketball, but there is more to basketball than just basketball. Phil Jackson is so often regarded as some kind of Zen master that it's easy to overlook that he's also a blaring, sweating, swearing basketball coach. In fact, he's won more world titles than any other current coach in the professional game. This week, Phil Jackson's world champion Los Angeles Lakers began defending their title in the NBA playoffs. Mr. Jackson has written a new book with his friend, writer and former coach Charlie Rosen. It's called More Than a Game, and it ranges over a territory that manages to combine Zen and the zone defense. Coach Jackson joins us from the Los Angeles Lakers practice facility in El Segundo, California. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Look, I promise we're going to talk about your book, but of course I have to ask you, is Michael Jordan coming back?
Well, my mantra has been, he'll work out like he's coming back. And he'll probably even do some practices. But if there's a point in time that Michael feels like he's going to embarrass himself if he comes back, he'll have a parachute and bail out and will not return.
Yeah.
And from my own personal standpoint, I'd like to see him return, but with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, now wait, this occurs to me, not to prolong this, if he had to sell his interest in the Washington Wizards to play again, there, technically, he could come back and play with the Lakers, couldn't he?
That's right. He's a free agent.
Well, let's do talk about your book. Yeah, you're identified as a spiritual man and of course, the son of a couple of Pentecostal ministers. When you were a youngster and were in maybe some kind of rebellion against that, was basketball a kind of spiritualism for you?
Well, basketball was the escape. It actually was the out, so it really wasn't. It was the profane. It was what took me away. In fact, when I was a kid, I was not allowed to play sports on Sundays because we kept the Sunday as a Sabbath. It didn't drive cars if we didn't have to, couldn't play games, stayed in our Sunday clothes all day long. So sports was an activity that you could not participate in. And so baseball, the first sport I played in then, was my first love. Had a lot of Sunday games. It wasn't until I was about a senior in high school at 18 that my father allowed me to play on Sundays, as he was influenced by the town about the importance of my participation with the team.
There is a love story at the center of your book, and it's you and Tex Winter's triangle offense. You refer to it as five-man Tai Chi. I'm wondering, we have a pretty intelligent audience, but I don't know how to explain it. can you take a stab at it?
Well, basically, Scott, you know, it's about going away from the force. It's about Tai Chi. If someone made a thrust at you, you would use their off balance or their body weight to create a situation in which they fell off balance or would become unbalanced. And that's what we try to do with this offense, is we try to go away from the pressure points or the territory. And sometimes that's my hardest job as a coach, to keep reminding the players of that.
Now, in military terms, it would be like MacArthur landing at Incheon rather than a place that was well defended.
Well, you know, there's what you call deployment in military terms. There's a line of deployment.
Yeah.
And that's where the enemy is. You're between the goal and the enemy, and that's what you try to get the team off, is off that line of deployment. And actually, we do use even that term in this sport right now.
You also see some qualities of character, though, in the triangle, don't you?
Well, it's a community vehicle. I mean, that's what we think of it as, is it's somewhere where everybody submits themselves to a system, and they understand that the system is really the determinator of our existence. If we stay inside of this, everybody will know where to be and when to move and where the passes should go. If we get outside of this, we're going to make what we call turnovers. We're going to, you know, take bad shots. And so it's a communicator for us. It's a language that we can work with.
When you left the Bulls, people often said that you had such an intelligent and wide-ranging mind that you could be very happy outside of basketball, and in fact just might be a little too smart to make basketball your life. Did you find that you missed the game more than you thought?
Well, I missed it. I went to work with Bill Bradley in his campaign, you know, for the presidential nomination from the Democratic Party, and at some point, you know, that was short-circuited. And obviously the Laker job opened about a month later, and so I made that decision over, you know, politics, basically. But that was an intrigue to me. And also writing this book was something I was doing before I even started back into pro basketball. But I found myself leaning towards the game. And understandably, when you're successful at some spot in this game, you want to try it out somewhere else. And That was the option that was afforded me with the Lakers.
Yeah. Do you think that there's an opportunity with the Lakers to establish a record that will establish your indisputable reputation as a coach that maybe you couldn't if it had been only based on your success with Michael Jordan's Bulls?
It never really occurred to me. You know, I knew I wanted to go back and have a talented team if I did take a job, and this was a talented team, I felt, mm-hmm. Simply because I just don't know if I could endure the agony of a losing, you know, team that you had to struggle through for a couple of years as they were built, and that I didn't have a lot of time that I wanted to coach. I wanted to coach a short duration of time, and I thought that I could maybe make a mark with this Laker team. Mm-hmm. But it never once appealed to me the fact that I had to go back and win another championship. That wasn't the driving thing. The driving force was to try it with somebody different in this offense that was different than Michael, and that was Shaquille O'Neal. It really centers out this triangle because that center spot's the apex of that triangle that we call the offensive system we work with.
Mm-hmm. You're known so widely as the Zen Master, but in this book you indicate that you think every now and then a good coach has to throw a tantrum. You talk about one you threw last year, in the playoff series against Phoenix.
Well, you know, it's emotion is important, and passion is really important, and you must be passionate about what you do, and a lot of times I keep myself in check, particularly during games, but there are times that the value of allowing emotions to show and to register with these players, I think, is very important.
Well, how do you know when the occasion is right? You can't do it after a routine loss, or do you pick the right person?
Well, it's so intuitive that I think that's one of the things I love about coaching and about mm-hmm. sports is that it's all just in the moment. It's so present. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the intuitiveness of a coach and how you have to handle yourself and really be true in situations and read them true as you can is really one of the wonderful things about being in this life.
Are you ever concerned that one of your players is going to read the book and the next time you go off, they'll turn to each other and say, you know, he does this every now and then just for show?
No, it never bothers me in that regard. I think that about 10% of the players would possibly read the book. And of my players particularly, maybe 25 have a genuine interest in what they want to know about the book and would have difficulty getting all the way through it, probably. For the most part, these are guides of action. I lead them to reading all the time and give them books. And
right.
I almost have to hold a threat over them that they're owed a book report at the end of a trip if they don't read the books.
I'm sure this has been reported, but may I ask, what books have you given Shaquille O'Neal?
I gave him Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse this year. Last year I gave him a book by Nietzsche, Ecce Homo, and you know that book is about as Nietzsche's book that was written at a very young age about why he was so great. Mm-hmm. And Shaq actually went through the thing and was very interested in it. And the Siddhartha was also one that Shaq really enjoyed reading. He said, I know why he gave that to me, because I'm very much like this guy, Siddhartha, in the book. He said, I got lots of women and lots of money.
Yeah. One of the things you write about that's different about coaching in Los Angeles is because of all the celebrities courtside, the lights are as bright on the fans as they are on the court.
Yeah, and binoculars are an important part, not to watch the game, but to check out the seats. Yeah, it's a real show, and it's real entertainment here. It certainly in Chicago and New York, the two other cities I've been in, you know, there's definitely a celebrity crowd, and everybody knows who's in the stands in that level. But even more so here in L.A., it's a great scene.
Coach Jackson, is a life in basketball a life well spent?
Well, I'm certainly enjoying it. One of the things is that I think that if you're passionate about something, it has your full attention. That's a rewarding thing, and that's what this does for me. It keeps me very much involved in participating in what I consider youthful activity. Mm-hmm. And it's fruitful in its own way, because I think the benefits that a team can give to the community, and as you spoke in your book, spills over into the commercial world, spills over into the entertainment world here, and also into the little things that happen in schools and churches and things like that. It's a very important part of the community.
But in the end, you have to be proud of more than winning?
I think so. I think you're proud of the players, how they conduct themselves, how they get on in life, what their transition is from athletics to their adult life, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I think that's important, and that's one of the things that I like to hope that I'm going to be good at, helping people move on in their life from professional basketball players to their professional life outside.
Coach, thank you very much for all your time, and good luck.
Thanks, Scott.
Coach Phil Jackson speaking from the Los Angeles Lakers training facility. His new book, written with Charlie Rosen, is More Than a Game, published by the Seven Stories Press.